Oh man, it's a love triangle and a lot of guns are pulled. We're gonna talk about it more. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin.
There's Taryn.
I'm like doing the chicken head to this.
Star After Show. We're talking season 3, episode 6, Annie Up. Oh, it's a lot of relationship drama going on. Yeah. I was like, it was back to back to back. I love that dance. I cannot do this show alone without my lovely co-hosts.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar.
Hey, what's up, my beautiful people? Danny Royce here.
Hey, guys. Shantira here.
And I am Jazzy. And thank you so much for tuning in. You guys, there's a lot going on. We're going to talk about our star show of the night.
Yes.
Our Cotton Cassie take 3, Noah and his whole situation. But I want to know, before we dive in, what is your overall thoughts about tonight's show?
Interesting.
Interesting.
No, I feel like it was a... Everybody needs some love advice. I feel like I want to give everybody, as a dating coach, I want to give everybody some love advice.
Everybody. Yeah.
Even you, sis.
I'll take it.
I'll say it was drama.
Yeah.
Drama.
Drama, right?
Yeah.
Left and right.
Right.
Like, I don't think there was, like, really anything positive in anyone's situation. Maybe a little bit, but not necessarily.
It's positive for
Simone.
Yeah, Simone. Yeah,
a little positivity there.
And Miss Carlotta, because she's out.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
She enjoying the sun.
And Cotton's son Jalen, he the only one in.
He got no worries.
No worries.
Let's talk about that. What did you guys think about tonight's episode, saying that there was no Miss Carlotta? I don't think I've ever seen a show without her.
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of felt a little off to me.
Well, yeah, I love Miss Carlotta. She's like one of my favorites.
Too.
But yeah, I missed her.
I did miss her.
I'm glad she left.
It was good to see them take the show
on. Right,
right,
exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to dive right in it. First, talk about Noah. I love me some Noah. I love me some Noah.
I do too.
What did you guys think about...
I do three.
What did you guys think about Noah just pretty much just bouncing back from everything? I mean, we see him constantly growing throughout the whole show. We see him walking, you know, that whole messy situation with Maurice and the girl of his dreams getting kissed and cheated, all that kind of stuff happened. Right. How do you guys think he handled that? Did he do it that well?
I think he is such a strong man. And I'm not just saying that because he always wears his shirt open.
Oh.
And it's a whole lot.
He looks like he needs to be on a 90s R&B.
Right.
No,
like,
that's a strong man. That's a strong man.
Strong.
In more ways than one, so. Well, like, I mean, like, mentally.
Oh, okay. I wasn't too sure.
You have anything else to say about, or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Keep
it
short and sweet.
I'll be sure to tell Luke James how you felt.
Please do.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I'm proud of Noah. You know, he's keeping it together through all this. He's not turning back into his old habits. It was a lot going on, and, you know, as I putting myself in his shoes, I would, you know, I'd be pretty pissed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, looking out on everything and understanding, and he's got a great heart, so mm-hmm. you can't really mess with Noah.
And he's strong.
Yeah, and he's strong.
And he's strong.
Yeah.
For me, you know, it was nice seeing Noah. I feel like he's grown so much. I feel like if I think of growth and the way he even handled himself, even at the end when he went to Megan's home and say, you know, usually he would just kind of relapse and start drinking, and he like gave her the bottle. I feel like that was powerful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
yes.
We always saw him as the one that was just falling apart, and to mm-hmm. see him go through something but pick himself back up, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite part of his whole shebang that happened with him, because I'm like, any other time, he's so quick to grab a bottle. And, you know, it kind of caught me off guard, because I actually thought that he was like, that was his way of kind of dissing her. Like, not even you can have me relapse, you know? Yeah. But then he actually...
Right, it did sound like that.
Yeah, it sounded like a diss at first, but then he opens it up to kind of like a wound. Like, you know, I'm not going to let that get to me. Mm-hmm. The fact that she even shared with him what happened, like, you know, me and Maurice have history. We lost a child. So I think Noah was more understanding, because he knows what it is to lose somebody. He lost his father. You know, he didn't really have his father almost growing up. So.
Right.
I mean, they can relate on some kind of levels, and I don't know. I think it's a good balance for them. I just really hope that Megan does not crack and hurt him again, because, you know, Noah can only take so much. Noah is constantly, like, it seemed like every single time he wants to get back on his feet, it's always something kind of thrown at him.
But I feel like every episode, he's only growing stronger.
And right.
He is.
This particular season. Like, we're seeing him develop, like, more and more and more.
And so quickly, too.
And so quickly.
So quickly.
And in a positive light.
Right.
So. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that him and Megan are going to go far, or is it going to be just this is it?
I would like.
I think so.
I think they're going to go.
They're going to make it
a little bit. I mean, not far. I think Maurice is definitely not done. You know, because he's sending flowers and stuff.
I'm not really too fond of Maurice and the way he moves, because I don't know if I could trust Maurice.
No. Yeah. He's sneaky.
Yeah, he's very sneaky, because, I mean...
He gonna give Noah a water bottle with liquor in it.
Right.
Oh, don't say that.
That's what I think.
Don't say that.
And Noah gonna taste a sip and, like... He's
going to
relapse.
And, you know, see, this is what I don't like. Because if we were to just kind of, like, backtrack a little bit in a couple other seasons, we noticed that when Megan Good had came on the show.
Right.
And he had history with Megan Good. Mm-hmm. And he was also dating Carlotta at this time, too. He also, you know, was trying to get back with Megan and was, like, you know, reaching in and just trying to, like, channel what they had going on before, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm saying we know that Maurice has history of like rekindling flames, and I don't like that. So I'm hoping that he lets Noah have his time, because Maurice already he missed his luck, you know.
He ain't got nothing else going on.
Nothing else to do. He's always cracking. But let's talk more about Maurice. So Maurice, I'm kind of confused. He is telling Cassie that he has his own empire going on, but I really think he's doing more work than Cassie is.
I mean, first of all, I like that little nod they had to Empire, though. It was like, that name's already taken. That was a good one.
That was cute.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I was confused about that whole situation, because it's like, Cassie's not going to let him do nothing she don't want him to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he might think he has the upper hand, but I don't think he does.
I think he has more power than Cassie.
I think so, too.
I think he has more power than Cassie.
He got more power, but... Cassie, she just hood. You know,
she's street smart.
She's but I feel like a lot of people are scared of her. I feel
exactly,
like that
right.
with Maurice, he doesn't back down. Like that's he doesn't true, come yeah. across as he like he's afraid of her.
Yeah, because
it might turn him on.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm actually kind of surprised that hasn't happened yet between them two. I'm a little surprised about that.
My prediction.
I mean, the way he grabbed her arm with that when she had the gun, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see a little something coming up.
Mm-hmm. How she was peeking at him with his shirt open, I was like, I see you.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, she was eyeing him, like, you know, even like episodes before that.
Right.
So if it does happen, we're just putting it out there. Lee Daniels, if you wanted to, you know, throw that into the show, we appreciate that.
We're here for it.
We got you.
But Cassie now knows that Cotton found out that she is the killer of her father.
That was so dramatic. It's about time.
I was waiting for Cotton to find out. How do you guys think that Cotton handled this?
I think
typical. I didn't think she was gonna come out and be all and boss up and be like, oh, like what's up? Like I thought she was gonna react the way she did. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised the way she acted as well. When she had the gun, I was questioning, but then I was thinking, I was like, okay, she's going to think about what Carlotta said, what her mom said, and, you know, all that. So, yeah, she did the right thing.
I can't say I was disappointed, because I did expect a little bit more force behind her words and her actions. You know, I expect her at least to pop the ceiling or something like that.
Yeah.
But we do have to remember she's Carlotta's daughter.
Exactly.
So she does have that heart of gold and, you know... ride or die for her family. So I just want her to shoot at Cassie. Shoot at her. Don't shoot her. Shoot at her.
You know, give her a flesh wound.
I actually a flesh wound. I love Cotton's spirit, but I have to say I'm disappointed too. I wanted more of like a scuffle or something. That moment when she pulled that knife out of the sink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Jada did not walk in, I just know for a fact they would have had something going on.
Right.
Because Cassie was ready too. Cassie always
stay
ready.
Her pocketbook.
She stayed ready. So that moment I was like, okay, it's about to be on. I didn't think either one of them were going to die. But I would like to have seen some kind of like scuffle, some kind of
hair pulling.
Something.
And I think also too, because Cotton sat on the idea for so long. It would have been nice if she would have kind of plotted and just, but I don't know. I feel like that when she was talking like Miss Bruce and the girls, and next thing you know, she's like, I'm going to follow you out. And it's just like, okay, we know where you're about to go.
Yeah, right.
So, we know you ain't going to do nothing.
And that's what got to me too, because it's like, you know, she had like a real quick epiphany, like, okay, so that's what I need to do. I need to go gut her like a fish.
Right.
You know, I need to go handle business.
Cotton, you went over there. You let us down, Cotton. You didn't handle business, Cotton, the way that we wanted you to.
However, we still rock with you, Cotton.
Right, for sure. We always rock with Cotton.
And your hair be laid, girl.
It do.
Yeah. Well, before we dive into topic three, because take three itself, I feel like it's a huge topic. It's so much going on with all three of the girls. Jay, I need you to let my AfterBuzzers know where else they can find us at.
Ooh, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces shows for nearly all of your favorite after shows. From dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more, there is no network that works harder to serve its television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made and will help you continue to help AfterBuzz grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our many other YouTube channels. Let us know what you think in the comments and we'll be sure to shout you out on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah. Yes, and don't forget too that you also can tune in and listen to us on your iTunes podcast channel. Okay, we're on there and also Spotify.
Yes. So,
do we got any comments going on in the live chat?
I'm checking right now. I'll get back to you.
I know Simone's watching right now. Simone got some words. She always says, I love Simone.
I had it on, but okay.
Okay, so let's dive right into it.
Well, Simone, I'm gonna shout out Simone because she's always checked in. I knew Cotton wasn't gonna pull the trigger, but I feel like she's gonna hurt Cassie emotionally.
She might come for the mental, and that's the worst spot to come for it.
Right.
Because the mind is really stronger than you think it is. I don't think it's over though.
I think that embrace is very, okay, for now.
Right.
But I don't think it's forever. Right. Like, I think something else is going to come back.
Something, right?
Mm-hmm. Something else.
I think it would have been wiser for Cotton to maybe, like, you know, find someone else to take care of Cassie than to have her do it herself. If I was her, I would continue to, like, still be Cassie's face, smiling, be her friend, and just, you know, let revenge take its toll. But, okay, I want to talk about Take Three. So let's start with Simone first. Okay, first of all three ladies got something going on in their relationships.
They all got three love problems.
Love problems.
They need to come talk to me.
Really, really. Simone first. Were you guys surprised to see Simone imagining Nina as the girl that she cared about?
I'm not surprised. No. I feel like they were trying to kick, you know, Evan Ross out. And anyway, they want him to be gone. So mm-hmm. I feel like I knew they was going to be Nina. For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't surprise me.
It didn't surprise me either. I'm not surprised because we know that Simone has history, of course, of liking females as well. But she goes both ways, and then I'm all for it. I think Simone's a really attractive girl. Simone is really cute.
She's right.
Anyways. But I want to say, I still think that something happened between her and Nina in the past. Really? Do you guys remember? Yeah, do you remember the beginning of the first
oh,
episode?
Yeah, when she passed out to the club.
Yeah, yeah. She passed out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I still think that there's some unanswered questions right there. Like, it's unresolved issues that they have. I think Nina might be afraid to tell her that something happened to him. I don't know. Because at that moment we saw when Simone told her, like, I actually thought about you instead of my husband. It seemed like Nina was trying to lean in for a kiss, which is just me.
She was ready.
Nina was ready for a kiss.
I see, like, the tension. Like,
she always got sexual tension. Every time.
It was hot and bothered.
Like, HLA.
Yeah.
Because her husband is a mess.
Not HLA.
Hot lesbian action. Yeah. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But every time Nina is, like, she's just ready. Like, she's done with Mateo, you know, she's over that phase of her life, so she's ready for Simone to open up. Come on.
Danny, how do you know she's over Mateo?
I can just tell.
What makes this?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
every time they're in the same room together.
Yes.
You can feel that.
She's attracted to his power.
Yeah.
And that's it. Exactly.
You know, it seems like she's just holding on because, like, you know, quote unquote society tells you to, like, regard your marriages and everything. So I wouldn't doubt that she actually loves Mateo, but she's not really in it. She loves him, but not in love with him anymore.
No.
So we can definitely ensure that something's going on between her and Simone.
Who would be okay walking down to a living room and their husband got two girls laid up on the couch?
But she was into that stuff. She was into
that. No, she had rules. Remember, she had rules. Yeah. The rules were we play and then they go home.
Right.
Ain't no spending the night. The kids don't spend the night.
the kids.
Well, that's where she went wrong for even committing to the whole swinger relationship.
Right.
Because that always happens. It backfires.
Could y'all be swingers?
No.
I can't.
I hear you.
No. I hear you.
No, it wouldn't work.
Mm-mm,
no.
All right.
Well, it's like gonna beat somebody down. No,
it wouldn't work for me either. I mean, I'm too jealous. So
yeah. Simone on here says Simone is about to be in a whole affair. Yeah.
I told y'all it's a whole affair.
Yeah,
I said as long. I think the Mateo, they're gonna have a threesome. Mateo don't need.
You think so?
I don't think Simone would do it.
Simone, watching right now. You were always really on point with your predictions. Yeah. That's for sure. I can give you that. Every time I'm watching the show, I'm like, damn, Simone was right. She was right. I don't see them having a threesome. I think they're gonna drug her
and they're gonna get her.
Well, this is why I disagree, because Simone is not really a fan of Mateo. Like, she doesn't even know why Nina even likes Mateo.
That's what I'm saying.
And as much as I could see Nina trying to even convince her to probably do it, I don't think Simone would. Now, Simone will be down to have a threesome with her or anyone else, but not with Mateo. And yeah, I don't trust Mateo. Yeah. Mateo's dirty.
He's dirty and fine at the same time.
Dirty, fine. Don't know how to manage money, clearly.
Yeah. Yes, all that. He's a mess.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's dive into it. Alex and Derek.
Let me tell you something. Woo! I'm sorry I got mad.
Who is Maria? Who is Maria? I need answers.
You know, I believed from the beginning, like, he wasn't cheating. I mean, I was like, it's Derek.
But she was pretty.
Yeah,
she's very pretty.
She was cute. They couldn't find another one.
She was pretty.
She was really pretty. But it was just what are you talking about? She was
Daddy
cute.
Was get like, out of here. Don't disrespect.
Don't try to downplay
it. What did you mean? I know. He said, don't disrespect beauty when you see it.
Give credit where credit is due.
No, she's pretty, but I think that they did that just to make people wonder, because she's super pretty and she just so happens to be like. Under like
just
a cop,
so
yeah. Right. So I'm just like, okay, like I kind of knew that. And I thought I didn't say Maria. I thought I said Mama. I thought he changed the name into Mama.
No, it was Maria.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
Maria. I got those radar. I could see from afar. Yeah, I got those eyes.
I don't know,
but okay. So
I don't trust
that. That did bring me closure to find out that she's undercover cop. Okay. Thank the Lord, because I was so afraid, because Derek and Alex finally patched things up. I don't want to see them fall apart again. I just don't. I'm here for it, y'all. I think it's more to it.
I
wouldn't doubt if they maybe like they'll probably, you know, rekindle something, not rekindle a flame, but like spark up something. I can see them kind of maybe feeling each other if they continue to hang out more. But let me ask you this. Do you guys think that Derek was wrong for not even telling Alex what's going on?
Absolutely.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Like, why would you not say anything? And then it was just very dramatic.
I mean, a lot of times, like, you can't say anything just because of evidence and you're sworn, all that stuff.
But, I don't know.
I mean,
if she fine, you better tell me who she is.
Right.
That part.
Yeah. Right.
But my thing is, did he actually think that Alex wouldn't see or notice anything or find out? Come on.
This is what I understand. Even though she's undercover, he's helping her out and everything, vice versa. But why were they, like, giving each other, like, little googly eyes? Why were they in the club close together?
Yeah, I was like, that didn't have sense.
She even walked up to, like, the car when they came out the car. She's, like, looking, like...
That makes sense.
Because they wanted to keep it, like, keep the suspense, so you think that there that something's going on.
Right.
Well, as in the viewers, or as in Alex and all them?
The writers.
Yeah, the writers.
Yeah. I give the whole suspense, but what I'm saying is... Now that we know that Derek is working with her surely to get justice for his grandmother, we need answers to why they need to be all cuddled up. Like, so my question is the whole role play or the whole concept like them to be a couple?
That's what, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, that's
and,
what
and,
I was
and if
at.
That's the case, Alex needs to know that. I mean, regardless, she needs to know, right. But you are correct. Like, you know, you have to, sometimes you swear into that. You can't really say nothing. I get it. I do think that maybe he could have wrote Alex a note, because Alex would be understanding. She's been handling, like, I think punches left and right.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right.
So she could take it. But I don't think that that's the route they have to take when it comes to playing as if they are like a couple and stuff. Mm-hmm. No. Right.
And I think too, like at the club, wasn't she like holding a tray like a bottle service? So I'm thinking, like, if she is like, you know, undercover, whatever, like, why is she out like that?
Well, okay, so if she was holding a tray for bottle service, but she still doesn't make sense why you gotta be hugged up. She was leaning in, like she was really close to him.
I'm still stuck on why she gotta be cute.
I'm stuck there.
Who would you rather see the play the role?
Okay?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh my gosh.
Roseanne. You know?
So would it be so suspicious?
Okay.
Jay Lamar, I can't with him right now.
Oh my God.
I can't deal.
It's so funny. Hilarious. Come on now.
Thank you, Jeff, for the lovely picture.
Can't y'all see Rosie O'Donnell?
Well, I mean, but this is the thing.
Doing bottle service?
I mean,
no, absolutely not.
I mean, it's Lee Daniels, at least Oprah coming out talking about Harpo or something.
Who this woman?
ITO is not stupid down there.
I definitely agree that it could have been someone else. She'd have to be as cute. That's what I'm saying. It's more to it, and I don't like it because the fact that Alex doesn't know this, it can mess up her career. She already has to deal with so much. She just got over this thing with Kayla, that's her real name, with Olivia.
Look at Auntie Oprah at the bar.
There you go.
She just got over the situation with Olivia. And now she has to deal with a sex tape getting released too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, on top of her sex tape getting released with her boyfriend, now her boyfriend's getting seen being with other people. He needs to speak up about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been going through a lot.
Now,
and he's starting to gain his little popularity.
From that, too.
For being an eggplant. Did y'all see the picture?
No. Did I miss something?
Wait, what?
I didn't see it. But I was wondering if they, like, showed it.
I missed it. I didn't see it either.
I was on Google and, like, what an eggplant is.
He was kind of feeling himself a little bit when he told Alex, you can't be filming in here. That was like, okay, he's a little diss right there. A little aggressive.
I was like, okay.
I like the aggressive.
I mean, it's a turn on.
But that makes sense why he did that now, because he knows that he's working with the feds.
I don't know. That plays a part to it. All I'm saying is Alex needs to know this. This is not like worth keeping a secret this long. But you know what else I'm worried about? Was Alex having a panic attack? Was she having an asthma attack right now?
It seemed like that was like
a heart attack.
And on top of that, I don't know if you want to call him Dalex, but Derek walked out. So
she's scared. Under a lot of like stress.
Because she hasn't had a break since. Like even after the plane crash, she went right into going back to take three, even when she didn't even want to.
I can say one thing, she playing that role because
she is playing that role.
On that show, like she looks very stressed.
Right.
But I've seen her like real life, like in real life, she's very like bubbly and you know, great personality. So she playing that role.
She's
very
playing
well.
One hell of a role. Mm-hmm. I think they all in the visual are playing their roles pretty well. They all have a they're doing a great job. Like every time I'm watching them, I'm just so shocked and surprised how well they're doing. I'm like, dang, like it's just so believable. It's like when you see them in person, you want to be like, oh, that's Star. Oh, that's Alex. Like, no, you got to remember they're a totally different person outside of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Star and Jackson.
Star and Jackson.
I love them now, I guess.
Let me start. I was a little worried.
I'm on the same page.
I wasn't too fond of her and Noah making music. I have to be Team Jackson.
Man, that song was lit.
The song was definitely popping. I mean, I love the song, but I do kind of see how it could be a disrespect to Jackson. But that is if they have finalized relationship, and we see that they did that towards the end of the episode. But prior, I mean, it's
kind of
like,
Jackson in the studio?
My thing is, you're staying at my house. You know, we have a baby coming. It's only out of respect not to do music or not bring your ex-boyfriend in my house and try to record things when I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't
like
that.
The protector.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I don't like that. But
Noah ain't paying that boy no attention.
How do you just feel about that? Do you think Star made the right decision? Or do you think that she should still be Star and do her music?
As far as what? Making a relationship.
Well, I mean, like
inviting Noah over,
and doing music with him.
Oh yeah,
I think.
Was she
wrong
for that?
They make great music together, so I don't.
I think that when you're, I know it's a show, but it's like when you're in a relationship with somebody, you gotta be mindful of and like. Obviously, he's a little insecure. I mean, he's mentioned that. It's like, y'all could have went to the studio. You could have had anybody else produce or help, whatever, you know. And Noah, like I said, didn't he change up the song, make it better?
Yeah, he did.
Right.
So they
really made it better for sure.
Right? They didn't need Jackson. They didn't.
Yeah, it was still, if I put myself in Jackson's shoes, it's still kind of, you know.
It's kind of iffy.
But it's Star.
Yeah, Star didn't do what she wanted to do.
But I think it was good to have Jackson there. I think that, if I was dating
Star.
Well,
after
Star,
the fact. But
well, after,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. What was up with him asking Noah if he could talk to him outside? That never happened, right?
Because we didn't see that part.
Because Lil Dini did the... Fake apology.
The fake apology.
Oh, is it Lil Dini?
Yeah, it's Lil Dini. Yeah,
that was what I was saying.
That song was cute.
No, you're right. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just like laughing at his name.
Yes, definitely he had that fake apology messed up the whole conversation. So I guess the conversation with Jackson, no, it didn't even happen. And it might not even happen because it seems as if that they're
pretty much over with. No, over with.
I don't think Star was wrong with making music with Noah. The song's great. I just think that they could have done it somewhere else, like at a studio where they always make music at. Right. That's exactly what I think.
That's true.
She's not about to bang him down, though. She's pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
technically, hey.
Right.
But when you are pregnant, we do her like you that. Are pregnant, you are supposed to have sex. The doctors do recommend that.
Induce
they
right?
do.
Yes,
yeah.
That you should
especially
still,
towards the end.
You yeah. and your she spouse should months. Still get it in.
Get it on.
She got 2 months left.
So, yes.
I'm going to be early.
I'm really happy that she made her and Jackson Instagram official.
How do you love that? Yeah, I was here for it.
Because the whole time I was thinking to myself, why do you guys think it's so hard for Star to be in a public relationship? Why is it so hard for her to do that?
Because she a pimp.
No.
I mean,
I don't think that's entirely it.
Star has a lot of issues with commitment. Yeah. You know? Okay, and commitment. That's just, okay. It's just doing that, like he said, it's like we're married, you know, in the public's eyes. So,
that.
Yeah, when she posts that, it's pretty much like, okay.
Because I really don't think that it's like, oh, she wants all these men around. I think it's more so that she's like, something inside of her that's made me empty and she fears or it's something are probably getting hurt again because she's right. been hurt all her life. Yeah. So she doesn't want another man walking out on her, I guess.
Exactly. And just think about it. Her dad's been gone forever. Her mom passed when she was younger. So like she's been... Was she in and out of homes too?
Yeah.
That was just Simone. So yeah, she was in and out of homes. So I feel like she's like you said, she's going through a lot. I mean, I think it has a lot more to do with commitment issues. Yeah. But she's... damaged.
She's damaged.
Yeah.
She's damaged.
I definitely think that she doesn't have respect for men either. I think that because she didn't grow up with a father and then every man that has been in her life has been, you know, disrespectful or tried to do something to her. Mm-hmm. So I think that she has no respect for men. You know, she doesn't trust them. She tries to hurt them before they hurt her. So
And I also think too that she probably doesn't really believe that a man can really love her.
Because she
always constantly like, well, I just know to get what I need to get and that's what it is. So she would give up her body to do that. She'll do whatever she has to do to get whatever she needs to get from a man and keep it pushing. So to know that a man actually loves her and wants to know her more on a deeper personal level, I think it frightens her a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but I'm really happy to see her make an Instagram official. I just love it. I love love. I love the idea.
I love love too.
I love the idea.
I'll wait for somebody to make me Instagram.
Hello, I'm going to say that. One day, that's going to be
one
me.
Day.
One
right,
day.
Right.
One day. So, I'm going to get teary-eyed.
So cute.
Miss Bruce, before we get into our special star of the week or the show, but Bruce Bruce, how did Miss Bruce do taking on Carlotta's role? How do you guys think he did?
Decent.
It was I mean, it's the best you can do, you know, and not everyone's gonna look at Miss Bruce like they would Carlotta, you know. And yeah, that scene, you know, sucked. But you know, I think he did what's best, just kinda like
I wish we
took it down.
Yeah. I wish we could have seen more of Ms. Bruce and Bobby.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's to come.
It's to come. Yeah. I got some predictions on that.
Ms. Bruce got a man.
Yeah. Go, Ms. Bruce.
Okay. This is what I'm confused on. Has it ever been, was it ever, like, finalized that Ms. Bruce and Bobby were an item?
No. Was it last when they were about to kiss or something?
Well, in a church. And next thing, they were texting.
They were just looking at each other.
It was a gaze.
So we know that the tension is hot, it's steamy. We know the attraction is there. Like, of course.
Wait a minute. It wasn't hot and steamy.
You're exaggerating.
It wasn't.
It was very much so lukewarm.
Well, all I know is that when they was looking at each other, them eyes was like...
And then cut. And then the hot breath.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. All I want to know is that, are they an item or not?
You just recreated the whole scene.
I did.
Right.
I did not see. I didn't see that.
I'm just confused because, like, throughout this...
Okay, that's what I feel. That's a
because
mess.
This whole episode, we see, like, the girls and everyone, like, hey, Miss Bruce.
This ain't no sensual music.
That is.
Play some Genuine.
Josie freaking you?
Baby making music. This ain't no baby making music. I'm walking around like, what are we about to do?
I'm just confused because we keep constantly seeing like everyone hinting like, okay, Miss Bruce has it, someone else has a little fling, has a daddy finally. Mm-hmm. But last week's episode, it wasn't clear to me that Bobby and him were an item. I could just tell there is attraction there.
Right.
And
shout out to Jeff.
And then
now Miss Bruce would have walked in this.
I know, right?
And been crawling on the floor.
That would be epic.
Can you believe
it? You guys should write the whole thing for Bobby and Miss Bruce.
We can write it.
But we also see that Miss Bruce is calling Bobby husband material when she was talking to take three. So I'm just confused. If you guys have any answers or have any predictions, let me know in the live chat right now.
They skipped a step.
They skipped a step. Yes, they definitely did.
Well, the gays move a little bit more faster.
Okay.
I heard lesbians do too.
Yeah, they're faster.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of skipping steps. Was it just me, or was tonight's episode with the ladies and doing the diss song to Little Dini just skipping steps? Who did the research? When did it happen? When did they rehearse these songs? I need the answers. I'm upset.
I loved it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, I thought he's from Buckhead, too.
I mean, later we did see that Little Dini. I mean, that's Little Dini. The ladies were at Aspen's Bruce at the table. Oh, how'd you find the information? But I just thought it was just so bypassed. We didn't even know that was even coming.
I would have loved to have seen them, like, go to his, like, stop at his parents' house.
Right.
Or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really? I think that the way it happened was perfect. I mean, they would have wanted to see all that extra stuff because you only get an hour.
It was just a little. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You only get an hour of the show.
You only get an hour.
You only get 45 minutes with commercials. Right. So
Shantier's like,
no more Lil Dini. We got enough.
Shantier's like, I don't want to see anything else. That's enough. I prefer it would be 30 minutes long. It was just kind of calm down going. I loved it and the song was great. I mean, who won the road? Girls, absolutely. But, sorry, my man. But
I give it to y'all.
We run the world.
I was birthed by a beautiful
woman.
I loved every bit about it, but it caught me off guard because I was just like, when did they do their research?
Right.
How do you even know all this stuff? They were so ready because they were all individually dealing with their own personal stuff with their relationships. Simone's filming a movie, starts making music, and Alex is doing her own like digital content. So when did you ladies have time to get this together?
Wow.
That's the thing.
They're all doing their own stuff, and Lil Dini come in causing trouble. Like, they ain't got the time, the patience, so they're like, let's go in and just get them off the radar.
I didn't even think about that. I was thinking, like, where can I download this? Because I like it. I literally was thinking that.
You're going to play that song.
You're going to play it for somebody? You're going
to
play it?
I mean, no. I want to bump it in my car on my way to work.
Like, this is for you.
Well, I'm more than sure it's not going to be too much Lil Dini left, so.
No, for sure.
Okay. Well, it's time for us to get into our star of the night. We all choose our own individual star of the show. Hit that. Hey. I think we should start Danny, because this is Danny's song right here. Danny was dancing the whole show, by the way.
I think. They had James Brown have me going. My star of the show is going to be Miss Cotton.
Okay,
I gave it to her because I really appreciate and respect the way she handled that situation. Could have went so many different ways, and she has a heart of gold just like her lot of.
Okay, Shantier,
my star of the week is going to be Star, only because I've seen her go through so much, and I love seeing her just be a little submissive and just making sure she like affirmed like Jackson and doing the Instagram official. I love that because I feel like that's not typical Star. She's so like hard, so I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My star of the week is gonna be Noah. It was good to see Noah like grow stronger. Of course, like I said earlier, you know, in every episode we see him grow stronger. So it was really good to see him this episode really have a bottle in his hand and not take a sip.
Right, that was a good one.
That little hair bottle almost took me out.
I know. You know what I mean? He came in like, I was like, okay.
I have to agree with Shantier and with Jay Lamar. Star and Noah for sure, hands down, are the stars of tonight's show, I think, because they both individually are constantly evolving and growing. I just love where Noah has turned his whole life around from being sober and going relapsing and back to being sober. Like, I'm just so happy for him, and I'm just really hoping for nothing but greatness for him. And Star finally, you know, like, coming one and one with herself and allowing herself to be loved by Jackson and then making it all official. So I'm just excited.
Start those by two, hang up that pimp car.
Yeah. She should. And I'm just really, really hoping that it lasts. So, okay, let's get into news and gossip before we get into predictions.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Y'all ready? Okay, so I had some amazing photos. I guess, you know, it didn't get through. Sorry about that, but we do have some news and gossip still. So this past week, I went to SCAD. It's a Savannah Film Festival. See my film starring in there, nice. Which was dope. And someone else was there, Amia Scott, also known as...
Cotton.
So she was there giving an awesome panel.
Amia is gorgeous.
She also... will be awarded upcoming or rising star, I'm sorry, from GLAAD this November 9th.
That's
okay,
dope. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yep, so she's doing great things. Also, she just got her first first headshot ever.
Okay.
She's acting and then, you know, series regular with no headshot. She just got one.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, she's doing her thing. Awesome.
Did she talk about how she was casted?
Oh, yeah. Interesting story. So basically, she was big on social media influencer. Mm-hmm. Lee went to his sister and said, I need, you know, trans women. And she was like, okay, I know exactly the person. So they called her up and that's how it happened.
Wow.
Nice. The power of social media.
Exactly.
Wow. You got to use it.
So she may not have worked hard in the audition room, but she worked hard as an influencer. So
yes. Amazing. Nice. Look at that.
Gorgeous.
Look
gorgeous. She's beautiful.
That's top model.
So, she's beautiful, right. Yes.
Right. So kill it on GLAAD, Amia. So... Also, we're going to talk about the mom, Miss Queen Latifah.
Hey,
so Queen and her partner since 2013, Ebony Nichols, are going to have a baby.
What?
Yeah. So,
congratulations, that's big.
Boy or girl, we don't know yet, but she was spotted, according to Radar Online, with a bump. And... you know, Queen's just been going through a lot of stuff. She lost her mother back in March.
Mm-hmm.
She's still dealing with the mourning of her brother. And she's going through this where we mentioned previously about the cancer. She's been visiting facilities and things like that. Mm-hmm. So she's going through a lot. So hopefully this baby will bring a little more joy to her life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm thinking it's a boy.
You think it's a boy?
I can see Queen with a boy.
Yeah, I could definitely see Queen with a boy.
And just name him King.
I can't.
Right.
I can't.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And then also, Queen, Rebel Wilson, she has a new movie coming up. Isn't It Romantic? And she went on to say on Ellen that she said, I'm proud to be the first ever plus size girl to be the star of a romantic comedy. Isn't It Romantic? And so Twitter, especially Black Twitter, just went ham.
I seen that.
Talking about Queen, how Queen Latifah
was
the first, yes. And it was just went into this whole racial battle, all that. So, but Rebel did reach back out and she said, yeah, of course, I know these movies, but it was questionable as to whether, one, technically those actresses were plus size when filming those movies, or two, technically those films are categorized, billed as studio rom-com with a sole lead. So she says there's a gray area.
Okay.
Queen Latifah has not said
girl,
anything
just
yet.
Be quiet
right.
And give it to the queen.
I'm like,
well,
just sit
I mean,
down.
Queen doesn't
right.
have to say anything because Queen knows what it is.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Her, so
and
she
I love
comment.
That about her, too, because she never goes
she
into drama.
To.
She ain't got time
to.
For that.
She doesn't have to. Yeah.
So, yeah, Amia and Queen Latifah, we love you all.
We
That's
love
my
you.
News and gossip.
And really quick, I want to touch on that. I really like how Lee Daniels kind of takes from people's personal lives and put into the show. Sara, we know, is really pregnant. Alex, when he mentioned when she came back from the plane crash from being so huge on Instagram, all those pictures, like those were like real photos of her on Instagram. Queen Latifah's going through so much, so now she's on a retreat inside on the show, Carlotta is, but then she's actually doing stuff personally.
Right, exactly.
The transgender role, we see that with Maya Scott, like it's just so much that I love that we get to see on and off the camera. So
it's awesome.
Amazing.
And I'm going to say one more quick thing. She told a quick story about how Lee got some talent off of the street, like he'll just grab them off the street.
Nice.
And this one girl they thought was really high. She was really high, and they were like, "Oh, she's such a great actress." And Maya was like, "No, she's not acting. She was just high," and they brought her off the street. So he really, like you said, just brings realness to it.
That's
all
awesome.
Done.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, hope you catch me next.
Right, exactly.
I'm sitting here waiting.
It is now time for our predictions.
TV predictions.
Okay, Jalen Morris, I'm starting with you.
Ooh.
Get drunk.
Right. Well, I'll start this thing off. I am predicting that Simone will have her threesome, like I said, Mateo Nina. And I'm also predicting that Alex will actually want to take a break from Derek and get herself together. Mm-hmm. As I think she, I don't think she should mind, maybe not take a break from Derek, but I think she needs to take a break from everything.
Everything.
Yeah, and get her mind mentally together.
Okay.
Because she's like, she about to
break. Well, I mean, as we can see, she was having an attack. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. True.
Those are my predictions.
Thank you.
Danny.
Oh, okay. So I think Cassie is, she can't run away from her lifestyle. You know, I think she's going to either die or get locked up. Wow. I think that's what's going to.
That's a good one.
And I think everyone's going to find out about Miss Bruce and Bobby. And then, like you said, Alex is going to have to peace on Derek for just a little bit. Okay. I don't think he's gonna fess up and tell her what's going on.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet. Mm.
My predictions is I think Noah is gonna be the one to find out about Miss Bruce and Bobby. Mm. I think Olivia will be back because isn't it funny that the sex tape leaked after she supposedly got arrested? Mm. Think about that. Mm. And then, yeah, I think Alex is gonna approach the mystery woman.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think the next episode, I don't know if it's gonna happen like right away or towards the end, but I get this vibe that we're gonna find out that Star's baby is not Jackson's. It's Noah's.
Yeah. Duh, it's Noah's. That is Noah. That baby gonna come out brown.
Right.
It's Noah. Oh my God. It's Noah. Yeah. I think that's gonna happen. I think.
Oh, it's gonna blow up.
But a prediction is that we'll all be here next week. So make sure you check in with us. Same time. Before we go, can they find you guys anywhere on social media? Let them know, Shantiera.
At Shantiera on Instagram and Twitter.
Danny. Hey, you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also, tune in tomorrow for the Empire After Show.
Nice. Yes, you can find me on all social media platforms at I Am J Lamar.
And myself at Jazzy. I'm Jazzy on all social media platforms. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.